I'm excited. You know, we got a good bye week, got some rest, got to watch some football, some good football this weekend, and you know, it's kind of that rubber match, so to speak. It's third time around. It's a win or go home. So for us, this is a good challenge, and we're excited about it.
That rest, you know, it really helped a lot. You know, sitting there watching these teams play, and you know, really makes you realize that you don't want to be there the next few weeks, sitting there watching other teams play. So you know, kind of let us rejuvenate our bodies and our minds, and now we're ready to go out there and, you know, get these 1 week seasons going.
You know, you get in the playoffs, they're all difficult. That's what they have in the playoffs. So regardless whether it's in your division, how many times you played them, it's you know, it's a single elimination tournament, and whoever plays the best wins.
Hey there, and welcome into a special playoff edition of the LA Access Podcast here at Dove Valley. I'm Chris Hall, joined by John Elway. You just heard from Eric Decker, Malik Jackson, and head coach John Fox Monday after practice. As the team now starting getting ready to prepare for an opponent, they have one, the San Diego Chargers. Round three against them will be this week. We'll get to that game and talk about it plenty. But first, John, I want to start going back to Oakland. In the locker room after the Broncos beat the Raiders to finish the regular season, with the records in hand, with the number one seed in hand, walking through that locker room, you could not tell that they had just won that game and accomplished what they did this regular season. There was not much celebration. You could tell right away everybody was already thinking about that next game. That, to you, must be a very good thing to hear.
Well, I mean, it's a good position as far as where we are on our mindset is. I think that, as you said, Chris, that walking through that locker room, everybody's ready to move on to the next week and find out who we're going to play in the first round of the playoffs. You know, the team did a great job of wrapping up the home field advantage and, again, putting ourselves in the best possible position we could be in going into the playoffs with that number one seed and the home field advantage. And so it was a good finish for us, but now it's great because you get through that bye week, and now we know who we're playing. And so the excitement begins. I think, you know, looking back, as the great Jim Saccomano said after that game, he said, you know what, last year we pushed the rock up the hill, and then first round of the playoffs we let it roll back down the hill, and then again we've pushed that rock back up to the hill again and got it in the same position. And so you know, which has been a tremendous job by the team and the coaching staff. So hopefully we can take advantage of that situation where we are now.
How valuable is it to get the chance to rest and reset, considering how emotional this season was? There was all the adversity with head coach John Fox, Jack Del Rio stepping in. You commended him for doing the job he did, going 13-3, chasing that one seed again, losing Von Miller, other players getting injured for parts of the year. And then you get a chance to breathe for a little bit and kind of recalibrate and get ready to host a divisional round game.
You know, it's important. It's important physically in that we're able to have that extra week physically. I think, you know, the key thing, as you said, to be able to breathe. The last thing we want to do right now is exhale. I think we got to make sure that we stay focused mentally. I mean, physically, that extra week is a tremendous help because it'll feel that much better physically. But I think mentally, it's very important to stay engaged, very important not to exhale, and very important to realize that our work's not done, and that we've got a heck of an opponent in front of us who's played really well the last 5-6 weeks of the season. So, you know, I think you can heal physically, but stay engaged mentally and make sure we don't exhale.
Yeah, no exhaling at all. Look at the teams left in the AFC, the three teams the Broncos lost to this season. Still lots of work to do, and it starts this Sunday at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Get into the Chargers next on the LA Access Podcast, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com.
Broncos win! I'm flying out to see the next Broncos road game.
How did you score airline tickets?
Easy! I redeemed the flex points I earned with my Flex Perks travel rewards card.
Isn't that the card where 20,000 flex points equals a free flight up to $400?
Exactly! You should get the card too. Just visit a U.S. Bank branch and apply today.
Wow, I'm there!
The creditor and issuer of the Flex Perks travel rewards Visa card is U.S. Bank National Association, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
Hey, Peyton Manning here.
Eli Manning here for this season's NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV, where every game, every Sunday is included at no extra charge.
Cable can't do that. Only DirecTV gives you all the entertainment you could possibly want. Call 1-800-DIRECTV to switch or visit DirecTV.com today. Right, Eli?
Right, bro.
Requires 24-month agreements and choice package or above. Offer ends 11/26/13. Includes out-of-market games. Only new approved customers. Only 2014 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
I don't know, like the NC2A basketball tournament. You know, I think at the end of the day, you can get hot and, you know, a lower seed can win, you know. So it's just been that way here in recent history anyways. Hasn't always been the case. Like everything in this league, it's cyclical. But you get hot right time, that's the key.
They've been playing hungry. You know, I think from our game on, it's been playoff football for them. And they've been playing well as a team. So for us, you know, our biggest thing is we got to match them physically. We got to bring some energy. And I think that's something we didn't do last time around. But again, that's in the past. We're focused on the present and really our matchup this weekend at home.
Well, as a defense, we just got to go out there, you know, stop the run, stop them from getting second and short, third and short, and, you know, get Phillip Rivers off his spot where he wants to pass. And I think once we do that and kind of get that going, we should be good as a defense.
Again, that's Coach Fox, Eric Decker, and Malik Jackson Monday talking to the press about figuring out who their opponent is. Let's get to the Chargers, John. They said after their game in Cincinnati, they've been in playoff mode since they beat the Broncos here on Thursday night back in December. What are they doing so well this late in the season? Talk about playing your best ball late in the season. What are they doing well right now, and what did they do well in Cincinnati?
Well, I think they controlled the football and they didn't turn it over. That's the key thing in playoff football. If you can control it, I think they're on the field. I don't know what the time of possession was, but they controlled the football and Cincinnati turned the ball over and San Diego got that lead. The weather got bad and they didn't make any mistakes. And that's what they did against us last time. They controlled the football against us last time. And I will say this, we did not play our best football game of the year. It was a Thursday night, and, you know, that's what the encouraging thing is when we look at it, is that, number one, it was probably the worst game we played all year, and number two, we get a chance to see the Chargers against a team that, you know, on that Thursday night beat us. And so that combination, I think, helps us. You know, we're always looking for positive things, and as you said, the three teams left in the playoffs all beat us. I don't look at that as a negative. I look at that as a positive, and the fact that we know that we're going to have to go out and play our best football to continue to do what we want to do.
Whenever we played a division team the second time for the season, we discussed how difficult it is to beat a team in your division twice, to sweep them, but three times. It actually happens more than you'd think. Division opponents actually meeting each other in the playoffs happens quite a bit. The challenges that come with that when you're so familiar with each other, and on top of that, their head coach was the coordinator here and worked with John Fox for a long, long time.
Yeah, and I think that he knows us well, but also, you know, you get between the lines, you can only know so much, and it comes down to the players playing. And so I think the players are ready to go. I think they understand the position they put themselves in. I think they remember last year and what they felt after that Baltimore game and don't want that to happen again. So yesterday out in the field was a, you know, good practice, very focused practice, and everybody knows what we got to do. And if we go play like we're capable of and don't make the mistakes, you know, I like our chances. But, you know, that's the big challenge, and that's why we play the games in the NFL.
Does it feel like it's been a year since that Ravens loss?
You know, it doesn't, even though it's been a lot of work in that year's time. And the season's been a good season. There's been, as you said, it's been a tumultuous season this year with the different things we had going on, even then before we started training camp with everything that went on with Vaughn. So there's been a lot of ups and downs, and that's where I, you know, really am proud of this team, the fact that they handled the adversity that the way that they have, that I think that they're ready, and we're hopeful that we can go play like we're capable of.
You said a lot of work. Part of that was bringing in some free agents in the offseason, one of whom, Luis Vasquez, has come in and done a really good job right away. The only free agent signing that any team made who made a first team All-Pro. Did you think that could happen that quickly with that signing? Were you expecting that with Lou when you brought him in?
You know what? We had such high regard of Lewis that we really thought that he was going to be able to come in and be an anchor in that offensive line, really at a position that, if you look at the end of last year, we were really banged up with Cooper hurting the ankle and then J.D. Walton hurting his ankle too. So it was really an area that we really felt we needed to solidify, and Lewis was that guy. He'd just come in and done what we thought he could do, and that's be that anchor inside and really be a leader, and he's done a tremendous job. So I'm happy for the fact that he made All Pro because it was well deserved.
Should be fun for him again. He gets to face his old team for a third time this season. This time,
so does Sean Phillips. So it's good.
That's right. Same with Sean.
Right.
with so much on the line. We'll talk about Sunday and getting ready to host this game next. LA Access Podcast on DenverBroncos.com.
Broncos win. I'm flying out to see the next Broncos road game.
How did you score airline tickets?
Easy. I redeemed the flex points I earned with my Flex Perks Travel Rewards card.
Isn't that the card where 20,000 flex points equals a free flight up to $400?
Exactly. You should get the card too. Just visit a U.S. Bank branch and apply today.
Wow, I'm there.
The creditor and issuer of the Flex Perks Travel Rewards Visa card is U.S. Bank National Association, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
Hey, Peyton Manning here.
Eli Manning here for this season's NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV, where every game, every Sunday is included at no extra charge.
Cable can't do that. Only DirecTV gives you all the entertainment you could possibly want. Call 1-800-DIRECTV to switch or visit DirecTV.com today. Right, Eli?
Right, bro.
Requires 24-month agreements and choice package or above. Offer ends 11/26/13. Includes out-of-market games. Only new approved customers. Only 2014 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
I think everybody know that, you know, San Diego, they beat us once, and they're capable of doing it again if we don't, you know, go out and play our football.
I'm not surprised. You know, he's a good coach. I have a lot of respect for him when he was here, and San Diego's been a good ball team. They got some good athletes. They got guys that want to play hard. So, again, it's going to be a good matchup and a tough one, and we got to get ready to go.
Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker here at Dove Valley, wrapping up this week's LA Access Podcast, getting you ready for Sunday's division round playoff game against the San Diego Chargers. John, it's really easy to draw a lot of lines to connect last season, the similarities, same record, number one seed, hosting a team in the divisional round. The difference this year, does it go back to that experience and having gone through what happened last year? Is that what makes the difference?
You know, and looking back at my career and what happened to us in 96, 97, and 98, there's a lot of parallels to it, especially after 96, you know, with the home field advantage wrapped up. But then, the next year, we end up going 12-4, and we get Jacksonville back here in the first round. So it adds that incentive. And so now we're getting the Chargers back this year. So I like the positive comparisons that I can make to those years, but that doesn't win us football games. I'm excited about where we are. I'm excited about who we're playing. This is the exciting time of the season. You get to the point where you're in the playoffs. This is what the team has started working since April with the personnel side of we've started doing since last January when the last game was over, that to try to improve this football team and get back where we are right now. And so it's a very exciting time of the year. And so I really can't wait till we get out there on Sunday.
Yeah, I really want to be cognizant of the fact that we're playing on a Sunday when we're used to playing. Want to thank the NFL for that after the flex scheduling this year and taking a few schedule changes on the chin, getting ready to adjust the schedule. We'll play this week at 2:40 on Sunday at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Broncos host the San Diego Chargers and a chance to go to the AFC title game. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. That's going to do it for this week's Elway Access Podcast. Hope we can do a few more of these.
That sounds good.
I'll meet you here
next week.
Okay, terrific. Either way, we will be here. Thanks so much for listening. And we'll have you prepared all week long here for the game on DenverBroncos.com.